My name is Audrey, and I am 16 years old. Today is September 12th, 2019, and I'm speaking with Ellie, who is my parent. We are recording this interview in San Gabriel, California. What was your childhood like?
Hi, I'm Ellie. So if you ask me about my childhood, I think it's nothing like what you guys are experiencing right now. First of all, we never had iPads, iPhones, or anything like that, okay? So everything is probably gonna sound primitive to you. First of all, we would, just like you guys, you know, finish school, do our homeworks at home, and then we got playtime. And what we play, what we so-called play, is really play, because you guys would get your phone and you start, you know, typing stuff and, you know, go on social media. We have nothing like that. So we would actually pick up a physical phone. We would memorize all our friends' phone numbers. We would call them, and then we would all meet downstairs somewhere in the playground, and we would play, either do biking or maybe skating or skateboarding.
Basketball?
Sometimes basketball, maybe soccer. And where I live, you know, I live in the police housing quarters. So we have a little pond close to us. So we would go catch tadpoles, which is like baby frogs, and things like that. So yeah, I think it's interesting. It's just very different. And we had a lot of fun in our childhood. And I would just say, you know, I don't fancy what your childhood is like, because I really don't like looking at the computer and and my iPhone all day.
Yeah.
So basically, you know, that's kind of like my childhood, growing up, you know, hang out with friends in a different way than you guys would. But it's all about knocking on doors and and really communicating and talking to real talk conversation with people. Yeah.
Can you describe one of your happiest moments?
Well, I don't know if it's termed moments, but I can describe my happiest times, you know, my life.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so that I would say it's sometime when I was at boarding school in England.
Well, how old are you?
I went to boarding school from Hong Kong to East Sussex, which is in the southern part of England, at the age of 15. So my parents sent me there because they were afraid of the takeover of, you know, Hong Kong by China in 1997. So at that time, a lot of Hong Kong parents were sending their kids overseas, some to Australia, some to England, some to the US. And because of the fact that my dad is a policeman, which means that he was hired by Her Majesty the Queen, we get some benefits, like for him to send me to England for boarding school. So the reason why I really liked it, and it's like the happiest time of my life, is because I'm an only child. I don't have siblings. So when I was at boarding school, I get to hang out with friends every day, 24 hours a day. So that was like heaven to me.
Is it like having siblings in that
sense? Yes. My friends, I truly treat them as my family. And also, because of the fact that I was educated in Hong Kong, and the level is kind of higher than what the British have at the time, so my schoolwork was superior than almost most of my British friends. So they all come to me, you know, bribing me to give them my homework. So I get a lot of goodies.
Like what?
Including like not having to make my own bed and like, you know, snacks. And we have common room time, which means watching TV. And people would always save me a spot at the center of your first row. So yeah, I get special treatment when I was there. That's why I really, really had the time of my life when I was in boarding school.
Wow. So what was the stupidest thing you've ever done?
That brings me back to my college days, when I was doing actually 5 jobs while I was going to college, because I went to University of Southern Cal, which happens to be a very expensive school, and I was trying to help out the tuition, you know, so my parents don't have to pay such a hefty load. So one of the jobs I have was in Compton. I believe it's called Country Eggs, And I was doing data entry, you know, for them for all their receipts and accounts receivables and all that. And one day I was driving by, and then some guy, you know, with his back trunk open, flagged me over, you know. So I was curious. So I stopped, and he was showing me all kinds of hi-fis. You know, at the time it's really hit. We're talking about like the 1980s.
Mm.
So hi-fis was like the thing to have. And
what were they? I don't actually know what they are.
Okay. They're like something to play music.
Oh,
it's like a machine that plays music. And, you know, I've always been a fan of them. I have something at home, but it's aged and it's not like the latest version, which most kids like to have the latest version. And the one I like is over $1,000, which obviously I can't afford. So anyways, he had that in his back trunk. And he was, and I asked him how much, and he was telling me, oh, it's $200.
Wow, that's a lot that's cheaper.
Right, but it's still expensive to me at the time. So, and then he says, oh, you have to give me cash, otherwise I'll sell it to somebody because I can only wait for you for so long. I said, but I don't have cash. He says, why don't you go to an ATM and get it? So I rushed to an ATM, got the cash, brought it back. He's still there. So I asked, you know, I was going to hand him the cash, but before I did that, I wanted to look at the actual good. And so he opened it, and he was on his way to opening it. And then all of a sudden he acted really scared and said, oh my God, the police is here, hurry up, hurry up. And then he grabbed my money and shoved me the big box, which was pretty heavy. And then I moved the box into my trunk.
Oh no.
Went home, opened the box. Oh my gosh, I had the shock of my life, because it was just a few pieces of rocks wrapped with newspaper.
Oh.
I was so upset with myself. It's not just the money, but I felt so stupid, you know, for being cheated by a scammer like that.
Yeah, and he just kind of pretended like
pretended that there was a police, you know, made me nervous, and it's like, okay, let's get it. And I was greedy, so I wanted the thing. You know, if I wasn't greedy, then I would have said, okay, let's just forget it. And that, so I felt really, really stupid after that.
Well, that's very interesting. That's very different from, nowadays, what I've gone through.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you for sharing.
Okay, well, you're very welcome. You think it's okay?
Okay.
Do you have to do it again? You don't
need to.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You need to edit it?
I don't know how to edit it.
Okay.